Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Judy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I find myself in an awkward situation, and I need an idea.
Okay.
Passover is coming up, and every year I do a Seder. Excuse me, you've got something up a respiratory. And there are two people in particular whom I would like to invite to the Seder. Mm-hmm. One of whom is an old family friend who has been to every one of my Seders for the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is a newer acquaintance.
Okay.
But he will not come if she comes. He doesn't like her and says that he will not come to any event at which she is a guest. How do I tell her she can't come to my Seder when she wants to?
Oh, I tell him he couldn't come. No, I tell him he couldn't come. I do it the other way around. First of all, how many people are you inviting?
I don't have the exact count, but it's about a dozen.
Yeah, exactly. You can put them at other ends of the table. See, I think that's rewarding negative behavior, so it'll reinforce it. Is the man the one that's been coming for 50 years, or he's the new guy?
Yeah, the guy.
Well, listen, here's what I would do. And let me tell you what I would do, and then we can talk about why you don't want to do it. I would say to him, I can't imagine having a Seder without you here. You've been here for 50 years. I would love to have you. I would put you at the other end of the table. But as far as I'm concerned, a Seder is the coming together. It's the celebration of survival and how we survive together. And, you know, if you feel that strongly about it, I will miss you greatly. But I would love for you to come. Why don't you think about it? I can put you at the other end of the table. If you feel uncomfortable, you can leave. But I've already invited her. I can't really uninvite her. I would love to have you come. You can hang out with me at the other end. I will promise I will put you as far away from each other as you can be. But my whole thing, first of all, I can't uninvite somebody. And second, I certainly didn't know this, or I might have. I don't know what I would have done differently. But as far as I'm concerned, a Seder is kind of the coming together. And, you know, that it's very much, you know, the Ramadan, which I know has nothing to do with Seder, but Ramadan is the whole idea of inviting strangers in, that hospitality is
a free lodger, yeah.
Exactly. And I think that this is the idea that this is the time where we come together and celebrate our survival, the fact that we were outsiders and outsiders have to stick together to survive, and that we are not going to do that, us versus them, that it's a destructive thing to do. And I don't want it to happen at my table. So I would love for you to come. I will make it as comfortable for you as possible. But maybe this is the universe's way of giving you an opportunity to forgive, to do something particularly loving and wonderful. But I wouldn't uninvite someone. I as a hostess, because this happens all the time. It not only happens at Seders and Ramadan. Well,
yeah.
Ramadan, it happens at birthday parties and bar mitzvahs and baptisms and weddings and birthday parties and anniversary parties. And I get asked a gazillion times, these people don't like each other. What do I do? And my response has uniformly been, as the hostess, your job is to invite whomever you want. Their job is to come or to not come. And the first time someone says to me, what are you serving? I say, I'm sure you wouldn't like it, because that's not the point. I'm not a restaurant. That if you're invited to my home, and you certainly don't have to eat the food that I provide, because you're not going to starve by missing one meal. I've had people who came to my house and didn't like what I had to drink, so they said, don't you have other liquor? And I said, you know, there's a bar downstairs. I mean, I just won't put up with that kind of crap. As far as I'm concerned, when I invite you, it's because I want you to come and share an experience with me. If you'd like to do that, that's wonderful. If you don't want to do it, that's okay too. But don't start telling me who I'm going to invite or what I'm going to serve or what I'm going to serve to drink or the time of day that it should be or anything else. You are my guest. I will make you feel as comfortable as possible. But your only response is yes, thank you, or no, thank you. That's it. And I just won't tolerate anything else and never have.
Yeah.
Because it takes all the worry out of it for you. You don't have to worry about refereeing or who you like best or how you're going to get over your cold. You know, all you have to do is sort of provide what you're going to provide, and people are welcome to come or they're welcome to opt out.
Yeah, okay. I follow you.
The other thing you can do, which I think an awful lot of people do, my understanding is that you can have a first night Seder and a second night Seder.
I know, but Seder is on Good Friday night.
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
And then 2 days later, we go over to his house for Easter Sunday dinner.
Well, but I would explain to him.
We don't eat 3 meals in a row.
I would just say I would do this face to face. I would take him out. Obviously, if you get close enough to commute back and forth for meals, but take him out and say, listen, I love you. I know you're my favorite person. Didn't know this going in, but I would hate to do it without you. But I'll put you at opposite the table. But I can't uninvite somebody.
Okay, that might work.
If it doesn't, I mean, look, people aren't allowed to do that. They're not allowed to set your guest list or your menu or your decor.
Mm.
They're not. That they are allowed to say yes, I would love to come, or gee, I'm sorry, I can't come. That's it. End of story.
The first time in 50 years that he hasn't.
Well, but hopefully he will. Hopefully he won't be a prima donna. And he's playing a high school game of who do you love best. We don't play those games once we're in. That's why junior high school lasts such a small amount of time. It's just icky.
Mm.
It doesn't bring out the best in anybody. So give him a hug. Tell him how much you admire him, how much you look forward to him, how much you look forward to him being at the Seder, and you'll put him at the end of the table.
Okay, thank you for that.
I mean, if we're four people or three people, then you got another problem. I'd still say basically it's the same. It's just a little more difficult. You got a dozen people, he can get lost. He can come late and leave early. He can leave if it's uncomfortable, but you'd love for him to come.
I do hope he decides to come.
I do too, for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, very definitely.
All right,
okay,
I hope you feel better.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Again, you're going to get into much more trouble when you sort of have to begin negotiating who gets to come and who doesn't come at your party. Invite whomever you want to, and understand that their only job is to arrive and be charming or not arrive. I suppose there are people who arrive and are not charming, but we don't issue them second invitations. Alrighty, 855-99. See, we worked this out. So she did answer the question for us, because my question was Good Friday, because we figured it out. I counted out the number of days, and I know that Saturday, March or April 4th, is the first day of Passover, but holidays usually start the night before. So in fact, Good Friday is the first night of Passover, and in fact, Good Friday was the Seder, so that's pretty cool. Did that happen last year? It's happened at some point, because I vaguely remember it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there we go. 855-99 Dr. Joy. All right, I thought one of the things we talk about is we did a story, I don't know what, about 2 weeks ago now, I guess, about how names influence people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yours is sort of a double dose, because on the one hand it's many, like manly, but it's also Emmanuel.
That's right, yeah.
So you get double dose.
Uh-huh.
I only get one. I get Joy. But that's, you know, that's a pretty... It took me years before I really figured out that Joy was, you know, that when... Because it's my name, and you don't see your name as, you know, an adjective or an adverb or even an... You know, it's just your name.
Right, yeah.
But it turns out it's very hard to go around not being... Like, last night I was running late, so I went tearing into the theater, and I ran into the publicist, whom I've known for a long time. He said, "Are you okay?" Because I'm usually all smiley face, and I was fine. I just was running a little bit late and was a little... So, if your name is Joy, you are not allowed to go in and look frazzled, apparently. You're allowed to go in and look cheerful and happy at all times. And I suppose you have to be... Well, I suppose... So, do you feel that there's a certain responsibility to your name?
To some degree, yeah. I mean, it's... I mean, considering the meaning of it, you know, I always feel like, well, I don't know if I have to live up to it, but I feel like I have to be a good person because of what Emmanuel means.
It works for me. Yeah. You have to behave. All right, we'll talk about names when we return. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It occurred to me what I should have asked at the same time of do you like your name, is if you were going to name yourself, what would you call yourself? Did you ever have a name that you decided you wouldn't call yourself?
I never really thought about that. I've always, once I, was old enough to kind of realize that, my real name was Emmanuel and people called me Manny, I just kind of always recognized that as my name. I never really thought about, I do remember my dad, because my dad's name is Ron, it's short for Ronald, and I remember him telling me that the initial plan was for my name to be, Ron Jr.
Right.
And I remember sitting there telling my mom, nothing against the name Rom, but I'm kind of glad my name is Emmanuel/Manny. So.
Well, to have your own name, I think, too, makes a difference.
Yeah.
Being a junior, I think, is a whole other ballgame. But I at one point decided I was going to call myself Valerie. And unfortunately, it was during that time that I got a library card. Well, I guess I did two things for a library card. One is that I put my name as Valerie. Who's Valerie? And the other was that at some point, so I decided I would accept Joy, but I was not going to spell it J-O-Y, which is how it's spelled. I was going to spell it J-O-I. So I also got a library card then. So I went from Valerie to J-O-I. I think my mother just felt I shouldn't read. 855-99-DR-JOY. Rance? You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. My name is Lance, but I actually had it legally changed back in the late 90s from Leonard. And the reason I did that partly was because I was trying to kick addictions and everything, and I thought that was a way that I could kind of separate out myself from my past. And so far it's worked out very well.
So you changed your name to change your persona, really?
Yes.
Huh. How old were you? You said in the 90s. How old were you at the time you changed your name?
I think I was like in my late 30s.
Wow.
My mid-30s. So, and I did a lot of research, too, to find a name that I liked that, that no one else around me had, that I didn't have any bad association with.
I actually have a relative who's changed her name 3 times, she decided that her name, at one point I said, she asked me about it, and which is a terrible idea to ask somebody who's a psychologist about things like this, because basically I'm perfectly willing to wander through life not having strong opinions about things that don't concern me. Until somebody brings it to my attention, and then I sort of think, well, okay, what do I think about this? And then, unfortunately, I have this horrible tendency to actually tell them what I think about it, which is not a very good idea. I'm learning not to necessarily do that. But she said, what do you think? And I said, it's kind of like deciding that whatever's in the bottle, if you put it in a different, if you've got a poison in a bottle, if you put it in a different bottle, it won't be as poisonous. So I'm not sure that I go along with that. But so she said, well, my original name, which I thought was actually a fairly nice name, she said, it's a slave name. And I said, but you're white. So that didn't, so then she changed it to something else. And she had an accident. She decided that was a bad luck name. But she's actually has the name that she's had now for probably, maybe 20-some years, probably about the same time that you changed yours. Maybe there was that whole tendency at that moment to change names, and she stuck with that one. But, listen, I suppose it never actually occurred to me that I could change my name. I really didn't like it much as a kid. And now it's on all my degrees and everything like that, so I couldn't possibly change it, except the phone company, which calls me Joyce. So it's Lance, huh? How did you pick the name Lance? Was there any particular meaning? Obviously there's a meaning to Lance, but...
I did some research online. I went to all the sites that listed, just hundreds and hundreds of names, and yeah. I went through all of them and just kind of thought, could I see myself being called this name? And the other thing I want to mention, too, is that at the same time, my wife changed her name, too, for some different reasons. But when we went, because you have to go through a lot of, legal process to change your name when you're a little older. So when we were in the courtroom waiting for our, case to come up, there were like 5 or 6 other couples there, but they were all there for divorces. And I said, well, hey, at least we're not getting a divorce.
So you were married to each other as Sam and Louise, or Sam and Louise, yeah. And then you changed it. Got it. Huh. Did you keep the same last name?
Yeah, we kept the same last name, just changed the first and the middle name. And my middle name I changed to honor a friend of mine who had died in a car accident back when we were teenagers. So I just thought that was a good way to honor him.
Well, I'm trying to remember, there's some, I know people have their baptismal names, but I'm trying to remember, there's something I vaguely remember where you're allowed as an adult to pick your own name. Maybe it's a Native American tribe or something. I think that may be what it is that you get to pick your spiritual guide and your totem, and you pick your name. So, but in most societies, other people name you. But that is an interesting concept that you choose your own name for yourself. All right. Well, Lance, go forth and multiply.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Lance, do you have kids?
No, I don't have kids. And the other thing, too, was that I was namesake for my father, my original name. So I did have to explain to him, you know, the reason I was changing it wasn't because of him, per se. Although he had problems with the same addiction thing that I did. But he took it kind of hard. But, you know, eventually he came to accept it.
Yeah. Well, I had a neighbor once, and you could figure out when people knew him, because half the people knew him as David, and half the people knew him, I think it was Peter was the other one, and David was his first name, and Peter was his middle name, and he had the same thing. He had some mental problems, so he had been known, I think, as David. No, I think it was Peter the first half of his life, and then I knew him as David because I knew him as an adult when he was much more functional. And he had a party one night, and people kept calling. You could tell when they knew him and under what circumstances by whether they knew him as Peter or David. So I suppose it is useful in delineating various eras of your life. Interesting notion, Lance.
I had a reunion last year, and everyone was calling me Lenny because that's how they remembered me.
Well, but I think you also did something which is also very common, which is, and I know this from spy novels as much as anything else, and people who disappear, is that quite often they'll pick the same initials.
Yeah.
So the first name starts with the same, and even middle names and last names. So you can, I guess that means that you don't have to buy new monograms and new towels. Thank goodness.
That's it. Sure.
All right, Lance, interesting take on the whole idea. So thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
I will not tell him that that Manny misunderstood his name and put it up as a slightly different name. We're not going to talk about that.
I did double check with him, and he said yes. So I guess, you know, it was a little mixed up, but it worked.
A little hard to hear over the phone.
Every once in a while it is.
Yeah. But, never mind. So Lance just doesn't know we changed his name a third time, but then
right,
we changed
yeah,
it back. There
yeah.
we go. All right. Speaking of names, we're going to be talking with Johnny Donahoe, which quite often people call him Donahue, which is not correct. It's Johnny Donahoe. He'll be coming up next. And we're going to be talking about his one-man show, except to call it a one-man show is a little inaccurate because he so involves the audience, and there are like 300 people in the audience, so it's really a 301-man show. It's about a category, or it's about a subject that we've actually been talking about this week. I'm not going to tell you any more about it. If you've been listening earlier in the program, I've given you more hints. But I think you'll get a really kick out of, hopefully, of meeting him, and we'll be talking together in just a moment. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's that time of the week again. It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And today, my guest is kind of a change of pace for me. His name is Johnny. Is it Donahue or Donahoe? It's Donahoe, isn't
it? It's Donahoe.
Yeah, there we go. And you can hear he has an adorable accent. Are you flattered or insulted by comparison with James Corden?
Oh, well, I mean, delighted. He's a terrific actor and a very lovely human being. So, yes. I mean,
okay,
I
good.
First saw James Corden when I was very young in a brilliant Mike Leigh film called All or Nothing. I think he's a wonderful man.
Well, and he's about to take over a late night show, and he had the one gentleman was it One Master, Two Gentlemen? No, Two Masters,
One Master,
Gentlemen.
Two Gentlemen.
Yeah, who was fantastic. And the two of you reminded me of each other. I have to tell you, first of all, every brilliant thing is at the Barrel Street Theater, which is the same theater that did this fantastic version of Our Town that everybody is still talking about. And Our Town is, I mean, I've probably seen it 30 times and have been in it. And, you know, everybody either loves it or hates it. But this was a fresh, wonderful version. And in some ways, I think that your show is a logical sequel to Our Town, even though they came a couple years apart. Well, I'll tell you what, rather than me tell you and the audience what every brilliant thing is about, why don't you share with the audience what every brilliant thing is about and why I thought it was brilliant, among other things.
Well, it's about a little boy who makes a list of everything that's brilliant about the world as a present for his mother, who is very, very ill with depression. And after she tries to take her own life, the little boy's father says she can't think of anything worth living for. So he literally creates a list from about the age of six all the way through his life for her to give her sort of hope and to give her things to cling on to. Everything from, you know, ice cream and water fights to more obscure things like the prospect of dressing up as a Mexican wrestler. Or the feeling of calm, which follows the realization that although you're in a regrettable situation, there's nothing you can do about it. So he makes a list of all these wonderful things that's a present for her, and the story details his life from sort of six until now, as that list progresses, and he deals with her mental illness and essentially, towards the end, his own problems with depression and mental health.
All right, so this is kind of, this is a thing by various turns, and you can even hear it as Johnny describes it, is funny, it's sad at times, it's, there's a sense of recognition, it's sentimental, it's occasionally angry, and one of the things, first of all, we should probably explain that brilliant means something a little different to an American audience than does it to a British audience.
Well,
brilliant to us means either very smart or very bright, which are probably synonymous, bright being light and or smart,
sure.
But brilliant to Brits means something a little different.
No, it's just like awesome, or fantastic, or wonderful, or extraordinary. It's just a sort of descriptive word of great hyperbole. It just we use it all the time without thinking about it. You know, everything that's good about the world is what every brilliant thing means.
See, Americans, yeah, you guys use brilliant. Somebody was brilliant, and it doesn't necessarily mean they were smart. It's mean they were cool. And what we use is awesome. It's totally awesome.
Yeah, so, that's right. This is every awesome thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So the first thing that occurs is for a seven-year-old boy to be told by his father that his mother is suicidal because there's nothing to live for. Because the first thing that would occur to a six- or seven-year-old child is, what about me?
That's right. And I think, I mean, the story is, it does sound, you know, when you describe it in the aspect like that, much more tragic than it really appears on stage. It's very warm and loving and funny throughout. But the thing is that it doesn't shy away from this topic. I mean, mental health issues, they're going to affect you, whoever you are in your life, whether that's because you're going to, whether you're going to suffer for yourself or somebody in your life is going to, a parent, a partner, a brother, a sister, you just won't run away from them. And we're often a little uncomfortable, certainly in Britain, talking about them.
Americans are a little bit more outspoken about it. But I think one of the really cool things, and I don't know if it was intentional or not, and maybe you have to be a psychologist to sort it out, is I think that the play makes a very interesting, if not obvious, distinction between sadness and depression. Because if you're sad, making a list of every brilliant thing or every awesome thing in your life really can be incredibly soothing. If you're depressed, it's irrelevant. because depression doesn't have anything to do with external, which is why that heartbreaking issue, and I remember cringing at the very beginning of the show when the father says she doesn't have anything to live for, and all I could think of was, oh my God, I can't believe you would say that to a seven-year-old. But it's a misunderstanding of depression, because by definition, depression doesn't have anything to do with external. It has only to do with internal.
Well, that's right. And the danger is, I mean, it is so it's so obvious and reasonable to try and rationalize clinical depression or bipolar disorder with the obvious answers. And what the play seeks to do throughout is acknowledge that that isn't a useful technique. What's interesting about making a list of everything brilliant and about the world as opposed to his mother is that this little boy realizes over the course of it that a list of great things is going to have absolutely no impact on hardwired depression. But what
exactly.
It does have an impact on is his own depression, which he inherits. And has to learn to deal with, which is that there are many ways to treat depression, and you sort of have to pick and choose almost all of them in order to sort of live with it, I think, which is obviously that there's proper professional help, there's medication, there's all sorts of other things you can do. But one of the other things is that sense of sort of routine and discipline that helps people with depression time and time again. What he learns from making a list every single day of his life is that it gives him that routine. It doesn't, the items on the list don't actually correspond with making him happy. But the action of doing it gives him a sense of fulfillment that really helps him deal with depression.
Well, and also the sense that he's not passive, because I think that's the other part about depression is feeling that no matter what you do, it doesn't make any difference, so you do nothing. And
yeah,
doing almost anything, which is why exercise can be so helpful with depression.
Yeah, that's right. And
right.
Sort of having that routine and that sort of sense of things to do on a sort of daily basis is so useful.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about... I introduced myself to Johnny because I didn't... I knew he was exhausted after... I mean, it's an exhausting experience for the audience and I'm sure for the actor as well, in a wonderful way. But I didn't introduce myself. I didn't stay afterward to explain to him that I really wanted to get him on the program because I'm a troublemaker. And one of the things that happens in this... is that the audience is in the round, and they're probably, the theater holds, what, about 250, 300 people?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and what Johnny does, which makes everybody cringe, make sure you get there early, and you certainly go see Every Brilliant Thing at the Barrow Street Theater. You walk in, and Johnny walks up to you in his, we would call sneaks, he would call trainers, and a pair of jeans and a shirt that's untucked. And you think, okay, and he's handing out pieces of paper. And he says, okay, here's your paper. And what I watched people around me saying, oh, no, not me, no, I'm not going to do this. Because New York theater audiences are kind of ambivalent. First of all, there is no such thing, I think, as a New York audience that doesn't have a whole bunch of would-be actors in it. They're just rife. They're all over every place. But all of them sort of want to be on the stage being number one. They don't want to be part of the audience. So and I watched people around me saying, no, I don't want to do this. And Johnny was completely undeterred. He would say, no, you know. And what I finally... So what he was handing these all out, and I was there early enough to kind of get a huge kick out of watching him overcome people's reluctance. And so I finally tapped the woman in front of me who was really obnoxious about it, and I said, he's going to ask you to do this nude. So that helped your cause. And then I said to Johnny, who walked by, we've all switched numbers because he says to you, your number is number 7, or your number is number 468. And I said to him, we all switched numbers. And he looked like, you should not allow me to go out by myself in public because
sure.
It was a wretched thing to do. So I made sure not to stay after to say, hi, Johnny, you want to be on my program? Because I think he would have hit me upside the head and said,
no,
are you out of your mind? You are a troublemaker. Get out of my sight. All right. So my guest is Johnny Donahoe, and I'm going to tell you he's going to tell you how he does this and how he figures out who in the audience to do what with. And I remember I'm number 7, and I'll tell you what number 7 had to do in a moment. I also want to know how he remembered all the numbers, but we'll be back in just a moment. Johnny Donahoe from Every Brilliant Thing is my guest. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's Broken and Fix It, and we're talking about a serious broken fix it today. We're talking about clinical depression, and hopefully we're doing it. Don't turn off your radio. We're talking about it in a, believe it or not, a sweet and funny and loving way, believe it or not, in a live theater piece. It's called Every Brilliant Thing, and Johnny Donahoe, I would say he's the poor man's James Corden, but I don't think he's the poor man's anybody, and I think he's just Johnny Donahoe, but I think a lot of people know James Corden and are just crazy about him. So we're talking about how you get 250 or 300 people to interact with you. So how do you do that?
Well, it's quite easy, actually. So at the start of the show, I offer out around 75 pieces of paper. Each of them has a list entry from the list that the play talks about. And I'll call out the numbers and get people to read out their bit. And the point of that section of the show is it's where I sort of decide how the show's going to work and who's going to play which role. Because basically, I cast from the audience certain people to play my father, my life partner, my child psychologist, a university lecturer, and vet. And, you know, don't run away screaming when you hear that, because if you don't want to do it, you won't have to. The reason I hand out all those sheets at the top, as much as anything else, is to get a sense of the audience, find out who would really enjoy doing this and who wouldn't. It's very easy to spot New York body language in the theatre. there's no sort of uncertainty. If someone isn't
involved, we're not subtle people.
They really let me know. So there's never anything to worry, because you never have to do anything you don't want to. Yes, I hand out all these sheets and I try and sort of match them with people a little bit, and then just sort of try and keep a hold of that. I've always had a good memory for numbers and items, and that really helps.
Well, there are a lot of numbers in here. So you remembered, you probably, like you said, 75 numbers, but it doesn't go 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 368, and there's 439, and there's 85,000. I mean, and you just keep track of all those numbers, obviously, in your head.
That's right. Well, they run from 1 to a million, and it's sort of 75 random numbers. But I think I've always the Hugh Laurie effect, the British actor who played Gregory House,
right.
He said that he has a very, very, very good sort of almost photographic short-term memory, but he can retain a piece of information for about 25 minutes, and then it would just very gradually dissipate. And I think I have the same kind of memory.
Do you know what that's called?
What is that called?
It's called eidetic imagery, E-I-D-E-T-I-C. It's being able to see something. You can actually probably see it in your mind's eye. You don't retain it forever, but you can see the whole page. You can see all of it.
That's right. That's exactly what I can do. I've always been able to do it. And I can also picture where all these people are as a sort of picture of the theatre. I've always found that very easy to do. And then it's gone, you know. So
Start for the next night. Yeah, I was number 7, and I was watching people fall down.
Yeah,
which I thought was appropriately sadistic. And I got to read it about 4 different times, so that was good.
Ooh,
what I was so impressed by was the people that you chose. And the father, the father basically at some point plays you and keeps saying why. And watching this man, he was not, to my knowledge, famous and was not an actor, but really get into figuring out different ways, because he must have said why maybe 35 times, and changing the intonation a little bit every time. Does everybody come with a pair of socks so they could make a sock puppet?
I get the character who plays my child psychologist to take off a sock and wear it as a sock puppet and talk to me through that little sock puppet.
What if she didn't have socks on?
Well, I try and make sure I've got somebody. I try and clock what kind of shoes they're wearing and make an educated guess about whether or not they're going to have socks or tights on underneath.
Exactly. All I could think of was, oh my gosh, I've got pantyhose. I would have been in desperate trouble.
Well, the other one, you can always take a scarf and turn it into a scarf puppet. But a sock puppet is slightly more reminiscent of childhood.
All right, tell me about one of the favorite stories, which I think everybody loves, about your dog. Tell me what the original name was and what it meant and what you changed it to.
Well, originally, so the opening scene of the play is the narrator tells the room that essentially his first ever experience of death, his understanding of death, came from when his beloved dog was put down when he was 7 years old. And his dog was called Sherlock Bones, a pun on Sherlock Holmes. Now, in London, the dog had been called Ronnie Barker, a pun on barking. Ronnie Barker is a very successful British comic who I'm pretty confident never made it to America. So we had to change a few. There were a few things we had to change when we got here. You don't have crumpets, which are a kind of sort of cross between an English muffin and a waffle. Although you should have them. I mean, they're very...
You can actually have them. When you have tea here, you can get tea and crumpets at a couple of hotels.
Oh, you can get them. Okay. But they,
yeah, you can get crumpets. And you can also, believe it or not, you can get crumpets at Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah. So crumpets, you might have gotten away with crumpets.
I might have gotten away with that. Okay.
No, you know what you get away with?
Yeah.
Crumpets is iffy. You could definitely get away with scones, though.
Yes, scones are a wonderful thing. Although we
just for future reference, if you don't want to do waffles or toast.
No, that's right. But I think that what's interesting is that whilst there is the odd word that you have to change, it's actually very slight, the changes for America. The thing is that whilst the play is relatively universal, insofar as what it really does is it takes the topic of depression and it tries to deal with that entirely through the medium of laughter, which I think is the best way to deal with it, not just as a show and a piece of entertainment, but as a human being. I mean, that's really how you have to deal with it, is to find joy in it and to acknowledge it and to accept it and to deal with it by trying to laugh at it, trying to laugh with it whenever that's possible, as a sort of not just as a coping mechanism, but it's the best way to accept it and to understand it. And so really, that's a fairly universal theme. And so only a couple of words had to be changed to come here, because we're not as different as we sometimes discuss, that the Brits and the Americans. I mean, there's the odd word that doesn't translate, and there are a couple of things that we do that you don't do. You don't drink anything like as much tea. But aside from that,
we drink coffee and horrible sodas. So
you drink a lot of, and I think there's a lot of iced tea drunk, but not this time of year.
No, but people drink huge amounts of coffee and they drink sodas, although soda in New York is very controversial because of Bloomberg's banning of big sodas. So you're probably better off sticking with coffee or something. All right,
okay,
so people should go and see John Donahoe because you'll get a kick out of it. You can tell him that you heard all about him here. And, you know, I think that Americans perhaps are a little more outspoken about mental health issues, but I think you're right that looking at something and being able to laugh in a gentle way gives you a little bit of perspective, and certainly when you're talking about something as overwhelming as depression, it's incredibly valuable. Johnny, thanks for a wonderful evening, every brilliant thing. Thanks for a lovely interview, and
thank you.
Look forward to seeing you when it comes to award season. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.